Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Lynn, did you say that the professional like NBA dancers and the NFL cheerleaders and all, they don't have to do that weigh-in anymore before they're allowed to go out on the field with the team?
Nope. That started with what year was like the Me Too movement? Was all I don't know what, but it was after me. Yeah, unfortunately.
Because my kids had a one of our, probably our go-to babysitter at one point when the kids were little was a cheerleader for the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. And she always would be sweating that weigh in on Sunday mm-hmm. morning. She would babysit on Saturday night. She'd mm-hmm. come over and she would be taking diuretics and drinking water and, you know, the whole thing.
All the things.
And what they would do, she said, was that if you don't come in under the weight limit, then you still have to sit there in the locker room yep. for the whole game.
Yes.
Oh, you can't even go home?
No, you can't go home. You gotta sit there, you know, and think about what you did.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. You sent your fat self back.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, and believe it or not, college was worse than the pros, you know, when it came to that. But now they don't weigh in college and they don't weigh in the pros.
So they weigh the dance line in college too?
They did.
They used to?
Yeah. Once a week. And I'll never forget our first coach, my freshman year, she was a tyrant. I, of course, had gained, you know, the freshman 15-ish, because who didn't? You know what I mean? I went to EC. We're drinking.
Freshman 40.
Yeah. We were eating. You know, I was still tiny, but I had gained weight. And I got on the scale, and she rolled her eyes. Get off. And I went. Meanwhile, I was like 110 pounds soaking wet. I get off. I'm like, and after that, I always made weight loss because I was like, I'm never going to deal with that again. But now they're not allowed to. She rolled her eyes and was like, get off.
Fat ass off those scales before you break them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you are
huge.
Disgusting.
You are disgusting. I remember her saying, you're not going to get abs with fat over your abs. You got to burn off that fat over your abs.
Well,
I mean,
okay.
But
I mean, that's everyday speak to male athletes.
Yep.
You run your fat ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get your fat ass off that line in a hurry. Mm-hmm. Look at you. Slow, fat. Those beers are tasting real good right now, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the difference in how you can, you know, talk to men and how you can with women.
Well,
it's just so shocking.
Yeah. And
think about telling a woman she's too fat.
Well, in all fairness, too, I was tiny. I mean, looking back, I'm like, wow, if I really was truly fat, I get it. But I mean, I went from maybe 100 to 110 and she's over here. I mean, you know.
10 pounds on a tiny person is.
Yeah, but I'm 5'6" and a half. I mean, it was I was tiny.
I don't blame her.
Yeah. I'll never forget my mom coming to visit the first time and being like, I'm worried about you. I'm like, well, I'm worried about my coach kicking me off. So
worried about you being too skinny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like people didn't understand. But now.
I thought she's worried because you were fat.
Well, yeah. Oh, no.
I'm really worried about you. You have ballooned.
She would have loved that.
We're really worried about you.
I'm worried about you.
So you never had to sit out a Bobcats when it was the NBA team? For being huge.
For being huge. No.
Enormous.
No. And we rotated. So there were times I was not at games, but it was because my side was off or whatever. Okay. But
so if you knew you weren't dancing that week, did you eat and drink more?
No, because we still got weighed.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah. Weigh-in days, I would have celery and peanut butter for lunch. And that was it all day. And I remember my friend Holly, she was my boss at the time, her walking in and being like, you've got to eat something. I'm like, nope, it's weigh-in day. God. I mean, it's dangerous and it's, they'll get in trouble now for it. I mean, but they did that for years. Think about how many years before me.
Yeah. So she retired from that and then went straight into radio as her full-time job. So there couldn't be any opposite ends of the spectrum for careers when it comes to eating shit.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
The lifestyle.
Yeah.
Section.
I remember. Yeah,
and then we, and then we're having people, businesses just bring us food out of nowhere. All of a sudden, she's just like free food everywhere.
Yeah. Drinks. And it was so good. I remember driving home from work one day. I'd have been maybe 6 months into the job, just sobbing. I call. I don't know who I called. Probably my ex-boyfriend, but whatever. And I was just like, I have never been this fat in my life. Like I'm, I am huge.
I thought you were going to say, cause you were happy.
No, no.
I've never been this fat. No,
no. Yeah. I was, well, and people were commenting. I'll never forget on my weight because of course I gained weight. We were eating, you know, Mexican at 9 a.m. I mean, you know,
yeah, well that is true.
I was gaining weight and people were commenting on it. And I remember thinking
hey, listeners or just your friends,
listener, you know how they were then. Social media was new. People were just, you know, mean. And I remember thinking, this is it. But I just kept gaining weight. So it didn't bother me, clearly.
This is the trajectory I'm on, I guess.
It was awesome.
Get fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank goodness you got past that.
I mean.
And continue to eat.
Yeah. I got past it. I mean, Papa John's was coming in at 8:30. Oh, I was eating like a whole pizza.
I forgot. That was when Papa John's was one of our big sponsors.
Yeah.
And they would have pizza in there at least once a week.
Yeah, that was bad. And hence why the girl on the show in the other in the building was like, put the taco down, because she knew I was gaining weight.
Yeah. She was just jealous.
Well, no. She was smaller than me. She had she was on those something shots or whatever.
But she had just gotten, you know, one of those newly in shape, but then, you know, as an authority. You know, kind of like people who finally kick the habit of smoking and then they want to tell everybody else who smokes what they need to be doing.
Put the taco down. Put the taco down.
And if you really know anything about, you know, working out and nutrition and, you know, that culture, you don't volunteer to tell somebody they need to make a change.
Right.
You got to wait. You wait for them to come to you and then you help them.
Yeah.
You know, a good trainer and nutritionist and all that, it's not just going to walk up to somebody and go, hey, you're my friend and you need to put down the tacos.
Yeah.
She needs to hear this.
Yeah. Look at me and look at you.
Did you put it down? I forget. You put the taco down?
I think I did. I was like, oh.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know if I did.
It wasn't crying at first. It was mad at first.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what this bitch just told me.
Yeah, I think I was mad.
That bitch stood in the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have stormed out into the hall and been like, listen here, bitch. Shut your mouth. I didn't ask you. I'm not looking for you. Don't ever.
Because she was bigger. Remember? She was bigger before.
Yeah, she lost weight to, that's what I'm saying. So she got into working out and losing weight and stuff and then was trying to tell other people what they need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
She's also the one that said that, you know, she was at the Disney store and she thought I was in there because they were playing the movie Cars on the loudspeaker and it Mater was talking. She said, we sound exactly alike. And she was dead serious too. She wasn't trying to insult me or anything. She was saying it like it was fun.
I figured out who you sound like.
It's, I mean, it's incredible. I guess people tell you that all the time that you and Mater sound exactly alike.
Like, no, no one's ever told me that.
I'm the first one on the new
round. You're my best friend.
Mater.
Mater.
Holy.
Nothing like it.
Unsolicited opinions there.
Yeah. And still to this day, come to find out. Yeah, she's still giving opinions.
I liked her, though. She's cool.
Yeah. She is cool.
I don't like that part of anybody's personality. The I'm just being honest person.
Yeah.
The I'm just being honest after you've said something that bothers somebody else doesn't hold water when they didn't ask you.
Right.
Yeah. If they asked you something and you said something that hurt their feelings, you go, well, I was just being honest. She asked. Mm-hmm. And even at that, there's a line, you know, that you cross. But when nobody asks your opinion and you say that because you said something mean, then that you're just being a mean person at that point.
Yeah. It's like my four-year-old telling the truth to somebody. Like, it's kind of dealing with that. Like, they a four-year-old has no ability to know that they're doing something bad, but this girl didn't either. Right. She was 42.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people like that, and they're usually not Southern.
Right.
That I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
You know, everybody knows I'm honest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well cool. Pat you on the back. Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah. Thank you. As soon as I dry my tears, I'll think about it.
Yeah.
But I always want to go, okay, well, let me be honest about you since you didn't ask.
Right.
And then just rip them apart.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not a heathen, so I don't do that.
And you always tell after the situation, when I came in there and was like, you said you should have said this. I'm like, ugh, you're right. Because you always tell me after the fact. I'm like, just be with me when this happens.
Yeah. I'll cuss them till the fly won't light on. But I like the grenade insult. Like, say stuff to them, and they don't realize until I walk away that I just ripped them up.
That's what I'm saying. It's the underlying, I can't ever think of it at the time. Like, well, now you tell me.
You just need to practice. What we'll do is, to help you with that, Riggins and I'll just start throwing out random insults at you.
At me?
Yeah.
And then you come up with a response.
Yeah.
Just so you'll be ready for the harsh world out there.
Yeah, I'm going to leave here.
We're just being honest.
Yeah.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Listen or watch Extra Funny each weekday at the Media Center at tjriggins.com, sponsored by Wear Playground. Elevate your workout style effortlessly at tjriggins.com/deals with 20% off Wear Playground using code TJ.
What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.